from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome in the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for baseball fans, here for good. By Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. And by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Alex Cora, how are we doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. We understand last night was not an easy one. These games against the Astros have not been easy for you guys recently. And in a familiar trend, as we were just discussing, you guys are having another difficult month of August. You're 8-9. You've lost 4 out of 6. That continues a trend going back a couple of years now. Why does that continue to happen to this baseball team?
Honestly, I have no idea. You know, I can talk about this year, and obviously we haven't pitched. Right after the All-Star break, if you look at our schedule and have we the way we played, you know, we lost a lot of tough ones, right? And yesterday was the last one of those. We had the lead, and we haven't been able to execute pitches late in games. I think the defense lately hasn't been as sharp, you know, it hasn't been good. We didn't turn the play in Baltimore 2 days ago. Yesterday we threw the ball around, and they scored 2 runs. So it's a combination of a lot of things. Obviously, the offense has been great, you know, since the All-Star break. But the other part of the games, we've been inconsistent, you know, pitching wise and defensively. And when you don't do that at the big league level, you're going to lose probably more than the ones you're going to win.
I guess what I'm driving at is there a correlation? We felt this way in the past, and you guys overcame a rough August in 2021. You made the ALCS. And so it's not, a death knell by any means, but is there a correlation between the deadline passing and the way this team has played?
I don't believe so. I think, obviously we're facing a good team that they're hot right now, you know, and we playing them 6 out of 9 games, out of 10 games. You know, Houston right now is really good, and they swept us at home yesterday. We had the lead in the 8th, and we lost. You know, I don't think that, you know, one thing leads to another one, right? We just, you know, haven't been playing good baseball. We didn't play good baseball last year and the year before in August, you know, and I don't think it's lack of effort or lack of adjustments. You know, it's just it's 162, and for us, you know, it sucks. You know, that in August we haven't played good baseball since 2021.
You guys are a club this year, though, that has shown some resilience, some bounce back effort. Whether it's, you know, you have a really bad series and you go on to win the next series, or bad game and bouncing back from that. Who in the clubhouse is first with that message to everybody else to say, you know, basically pick yourself up off the floor because we have to go out and play another game?
Yeah, I think Jaron leads the charge. Kenley, too. You know, actually, I was talking to Ref Nider last night when we got back to the hotel. And, you know, the reason Kenley is Kenley is, you know, he gives up the homer. He comes down, you know, walks down the tunnel, goes to Tech, takes off the pitch cum, gives it to Tech, goes to the clubhouse, and turns the page, you know. And he had some quotes. He talked about it last night, you know, like, you cannot live in the past. You cannot live in the future. You got to stay in the present, and the present is today, you know. And then we got a few guys that, you know, had experience, you know, Marty, Jensen, Rafi. The other ones, they don't know any better, right? And I think that's the beauty of this team, right? Like the Rafaelas of the world, Hamilton. Yeah, it was a tough loss, but, you know what? Today they have to show up and prove that they're big leaguers. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been able to bounce back, obviously. You know, we're playing in a part of the tournament or the season that is a lot different for these kids, right? They've never been playing, you know, with a chance to make it to the playoffs in the big at the big league level. And, you know, the pitches are more important than in April. And, you know, you feel it, you know, and the losses, sometimes they're tougher than the ones we had in April, or the wins are bigger than the one we have in July. So, a lot of teaching moments, you know, from every game, and that's why we try to, you know, stay with it. Just be consistent with the message. You know, we have two goals, make it in the playoff and win the World Series, and that haven't changed. We know where we're at. We know we haven't played well since the All-Star break, but, you know, there's a lot of games left, and, you know, if you look back, you know, a pitch here, a pitch there, a play here, a play there, you know, we probably – should be in a better place, but we're not. The reality is we're 4.5 games back from Kansas City and Minnesota, and we got to find a way to win a game here in Houston. That'll be good for us.
Alex, you mentioned last night that the starting pitching's been better lately, certainly than it was right after the break there, and that really the disconnect's just there with the bullpen, but you sounded optimistic about, you know, that getting better. What goes into getting a bullpen back on track from your perspective? What are some of the strings you need to pull?
Yeah, last weekend was tough. We had the bullpen game on Saturday, and then Pax got hurt in the first inning. So we needed to get 27 outs with people that probably were supposed to be down. And, you know, throughout the week, you know, it's been a grind. You know, I think Sims and Marty have pitched 3 out of 4, you know, this week. And we got to be very careful because, you know, yeah, we're playing some meaningful games right now, but if we push the pedal to the metal, then, you know, it's going to cost us next week and 2 weeks from now. So, you know, the eye is in winning every game possible, but at the same time, understanding that somebody else have to do the job. We cannot keep going to the same guys. Guys have to, you know, make adjustments and start making pitches, and they will. And I think it starts with the rotation. I think the rotation, giving us 6, it puts us in a better spot than obviously 4 2/3 or 5 innings. We talked about it last year. We talked about it early in the season. And, you know, Tanner is throwing the ball well. Cutter is throwing the ball well again. Bello has been great the last 4 or 5. Pivette is healthy. So I do believe we're in a better spot rotation-wise. And if they keep doing that, I think everything is going to settle down and we're going to start winning more than the ones we're losing.
Alex, you had a pretty serious conversation with Rob Bradford that he wrote about on WEEI.com today about how you spoke to Jaron Duran during his suspension. And you told Bradford what he did was wrong and he knows it. Now we have to let it breathe and let the kid keep getting better and do the things he's supposed to do to get better. You talked about the platform that you all have and he has, and that things are magnified because people hold you to a standard. And compared it to a suspension that you went through a couple of years ago. How has Jaron Duran been since that suspension?
He's been good. Yeah, he's been good. The first few days, obviously, you know, he's disappointed with himself. A lot of people disappointed with him, of course. And, you know, it wasn't himself as far as, like, energy and all that. But, you know, little by little, you know, the support system that we have as an organization has helped him. Obviously, his family, his friends have been good. And, you know, the willingness to keep moving forward, but at the same time understanding that there's stuff that he needs to do to keep improving as a human being. That's the most important thing. the two suspensions, very different, right? I mean, very different. But at the same time, something I told Rob, like, you know, you cannot shy away, right? Like, I always, you know, in my case, the toughest thing of the suspension was my family, right? Like, Angelica and the boys, you know, they go to the supermarket and somebody just bring it up, right? And it's not their fault. It was my fault, you know? So if you're gonna get on somebody, it's on me, you know? Just tell me how you feel about it, right? Don't do it to my family. I put them in a bad spot. I understand that. But at the same time, that was my biggest fear. And I'm back home. People have been fairly, you know, very fair with them, you know? And the other thing is, like, you have to, like, use that as a moment to kind of, like, be better, right? That's the way I see it, you know? Like, I'm not going to hide. I did what I did. People are going to bring it up. They bring it up here in Houston. They bring it up in L.A. What I'm going to do to use this, you know, bad moment in my life, a bad cloud, to use it as a teaching moment to somebody, right? That's the way I see it. And I've been very open about it. And, you know, with Jaron, you know, signing autographs, that's something you do. You keep doing it, you know. And if you talk to the fans, you talk to the fans. You know, if you go on radio, you go on radio. You know, if you go on TV, you do that. That cannot change, you know. The things that he needs to make adjustments, he will, and he will improve. But that was kind of like what I was telling him. I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from, right? That was the message, and so far, so good.
So you want to check out that full conversation. It's up on WEEI, Rob Bradford and Alex Cora. It's time now for our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week, sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. You can ask Sherwin-Williams how to bring color to your life. And our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week is from Victor Garcia from Husky Painting. He wants to know, Alex, what was the biggest difference between winning a World Series as a player compared to winning a World Series as a manager?
Although I enjoy the player one because I had an impact on the field, I really liked it. But in the World Series, I only had one at bat, and it was a sack bunt. In 2018, I had to, you know, with the coaching staff, had to make a lot of decisions, and to see the decisions pay off, it was great. You know, I think the biggest one was actually playing Rafi Devers against Kershaw. They bring a lefty for Rafi, and then we bring in Nunez and he's the home run. That was like, oh shoot, this is awesome. You know, so I think for how much I enjoy the World Series in Colorado, you know, playing Colorado, the 18 one, I felt like I had a big impact, a bigger impact actually than as a player. Understanding that as a player, you really are part of it. You know what I'm saying? But 18 was magnificent. And hopefully we can do that again.
Okay. He is the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora. That's our Sherwin-Williams Question of the Week. If you have paint questions, you can ask Sherwin-Williams. Alex, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See you guys next week. Have a good one.
All right. Alex Cora joining us here on WEEI. He's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for baseball fans, here for good. Those August numbers and, you know, what they're going through with Duran, which he's just discussing there, certainly doesn't help anything. But those August numbers are pretty telling. And again, Arcan's brought these up before. 8-9 this year. And just so you know, it's not like a dog days of August thing to me. Like, not every team struggles in August. The Kansas City Royals, for instance, are fine in August. They're 10-6. The Red Sox last year, 13-15 in August. They were 12-16 the 2 years prior. And that includes 2021 when they went to the ALCS. So that's a trend. Maybe it's random, but there's four straight August. And I don't count 2020 because he wasn't the manager here that year, but they had a terrible August that year as well. And so there's something going on with this team. Arcan forecast it. A lot of people forecast it. Listening to the show about the schedule ticking up in August along with their struggles, that's something I got to figure out. That's something the manager.
I think it's ragweed allergy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. It's something the manager has to figure out.
It's getting me over last week for sure.
Well, it could be that. It very well could be that. I don't know their excuse in Houston, but it very well could be that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.